Welcome to LLA Reports, a podcast produced by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. This podcast is intended to be an oral representation of the written reported highlights and is primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. This is Kristen Jacobs. I'm a senior auditor for LLA's Performance Audit Services. This episode of LLA Reports focuses on our new report titled Justice Reinvestment Initiative, Savings and Expenditures. The purpose of this report was to determine whether the Department of Corrections, or DOC, correctly calculated the savings from the Justice Reinvestment Initiative, or JRI, and how DOC, the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement, and the Office of Juvenile Justice spent their JRI funds. We found that DOC made data entry errors that overstated total actual JRI savings by $202,714, or 0.5%, of the $37.8 million in savings the department calculated. In addition, during fiscal years 2019 through 2022, DOC spent $39.7 million, or 72.7%, of its $54.6 million JRI allocation on efforts to enhance reentry services and reduce recidivism, such as community incentive grants, specialty courts, reentry centers in local correctional facilities, and day reporting centers for those on probation or parole. Over the same time period, DOC did not spend $8.3 million, or 15.3%, so these funds reverted to the state general fund. We found as well that during fiscal years 2019 through 2022, the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement, or LCLE, spent $13.1 million in JRI funds on services for crime victims, such as reparations for crime victims, housing for domestic violence victims, and crime lab funding. LCLE also carried forward $243,447 into fiscal year 2023 for the Capital Area Family Justice Center, and it did not spend $121,853 of its JRI allocation for those years. Additionally, we found that during fiscal years 2020 through 2022, the Office of Juvenile Justice, or OJJ, spent $4.5 million of JRI funds on alternatives to detention contracts, $4.7 million on diversion programs, and $4 million on its non-secure residential program. Any budgeted funds not spent on alternatives to detention or diversion programs were moved to cover non-secure residential costs. As a result of our report, we developed six recommendations, four for the Department of Corrections and one each for the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement and the Office of Juvenile Justice. We recommended that DOC develop policies and procedures for calculating JRI savings and develop a specific routine review process for the savings calculation to ensure its accuracy. We also recommended that DOC include actual expenditures in JRI annual reports and assign unique identifiers for its reinvestment budget categories to better track its spending. In addition, we recommended that LCLE and OJJ, in conjunction with DOC, include actual expenditures in JRI annual reports. As part of their responses, which are included in the report as Appendix A, DOC, LCLE, and OJJ all agreed with the recommendations that pertain to them. We hope you found this podcast informative and that you'll follow future episodes of LLA Reports. This podcast was created as part of the audit report just discussed and is intended primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. Both the full report and the podcast can be found on the LLA's website at www.lla.la.gov. Thank you for listening.